Now, tell me about your father.
City Counselling on 95BFM, our weekly chat with the good people of Auckland Council.
So I spoke to Shane Henderson today on our regular segment with Auckland Council, and the theme today was water. Water infrastructure desperately needs work, billions of dollars of work all around the country, and the system that takes care of water infrastructure is very fragmented and all over the place. Climate change is happening now, which puts more pressure on all of it, which means costs will rise for us. And how will our poorest communities cope with the rising in cost of water? And wastewater, we have a massive underground tunnel that's under construction right now here in Tāmaki Makaurau, so I asked Shane how that is going. So water is apparently a very happening topic. Let's get down with it. I started off by asking Shane what needs to change in how we manage our water systems.
Yeah, so we've had a couple of really high-profile incidents in New Zealand and around the world around water quality, and there needs to be standards across the country basically to make sure that we have clean, safe drinking water all over the country. Now, evidence has come out recently which has said that it would take $170 billion to upgrade New Zealand's water systems to the acceptable standard.
Yeah, I see a $185 billion figure as well.
That's right. It's sorry, 185. You've got it. Yes, quite eye-watering, isn't it? Really, so to speak. And so, while Auckland has a large ratepayer base, you know, we've got 1.7 million people in the city. When we need to build a dam, that's spread across the city a lot easier than if you're a council with 12,000 people in it. Mm. It's very hard for particularly regional New Zealand to keep up with their water infrastructure and invest in their community in the water space. So basically the government have looked at all of this and said, look, actually, if we can amalgamate some of the water systems across the country into maybe four bodies or two bodies or even one large national body like the health reforms recently, then, you know, it's going to be a lot easier to raise debt and actually, you know, build dams and build pipes and guarantee people's water into the future. Where Auckland sits with this, so we're basically representing the people of Auckland in this situation, and we want to make sure that it is beneficial to Aucklanders. And so we're kind of discussing that with government right now on sort of what's the best situation for Auckland. But it does look like encouraging reform.
It might be a beneficial thing for those smaller areas, but how will it be beneficial for Auckland?
Yeah, and one of the things that might be beneficial for Aucklanders is that currently, you know, without getting too inside baseball on all of this, the council's debt, we take on the public debt of the whole of council, including our water infrastructure. So if we can separate that debt, we're actually able ourselves to invest a little bit easier and actually invest more in our water. I think that's where the argument goes. The other situation, and we'll probably talk about that in a minute, is around water pricing.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah, and that's a concern for a lot of people. Let's tackle it now, right? Yeah, let's do it.
I mean, climate change is happening. There's going to be more droughts, and as well with the water infrastructure, it all amalgamates into predictably water prices will rise.
Yeah.
How much, how severely, and how will we deal with that in our communities?
Yeah, it's a funny thing. There's sort of a discussion around the place that climate change is coming and we've got to be prepared. Actually, it's already here. We're seeing extreme weather patterns already, huge deluges and people underwater, and then huge droughts. And currently our dams are under 50% full, and we're in winter now, so it's quite a scary situation. To go back to the price of water, so the top line is that the price for water and wastewater in Auckland will increase by 7% from July 2021. Now, the reason for that is to ensure the reliable services of our water and actually to respond to a city that is growing very quickly, and that growth is going to need things like pipes and done in a climate-resilient way as well, and finally improving our environment. For the last 150 years, we've been dumping wastewater into the harbour and treating our beaches really terribly. People are sort of growing up to say, look, that's not acceptable. We need top quality drinking water and the best environment that we can possibly manage and to swim in our beaches. So those are all the things that we've got to do. One last point I have to make on this is that the water pricing is handled by Watercare, not by council necessarily, but we can advocate for people. And I do know there is a lot of concern out there, particularly in low-income communities like the ones communities that I represent.
That's exactly what I was going to ask, because there's no doubt that we don't want to see our beaches, you know, the wastewater released into our harbour, and we understand that we will need, you know, better infrastructure to be able to cope with, you know, current climate change, and, you know, just to keep it all up to date with our growing communities. But how will that impact, low-income families and communities?
Yeah, and that's the issue. I think that's what we've got to work with Watercare on. And one of the things Watercare can do is, if you do have trouble paying your water bills, you can call up Watercare directly. Say, look, here's my situation. How can you help? I think communication is the best way there. And I've facilitated that for a number of my residents already in Waitakere.
Does Auckland Council have any other sorts of ideas and solutions around this?
Yeah, I think we need to work with Watercare on spreading the load. Unfortunately, what we've had in the past is that water rises. Basically, the water price hasn't really changed much in the last 10 years, so we haven't been keeping pace with the infrastructure that we actually need as a city. I think that's a theme for Auckland in the last 150 years generally. So we push it off, and then the pain comes. And I think we need to look at how we can smooth that over into the future. The water reforms will be part of that package, and talking with government about how we can try and hold water prices down, and that might be something we can work with them for.
Or water prices down for those that can't afford it.
That's right, that's right, which is quite a lot of people these days, especially in a COVID-19 world, unfortunately.
And lastly, I wanted to touch on our supersized wastewater channel, the Central Interceptor. How's that progress going?
Yeah, so the Central Interceptor is a $1.2 billion project. It started in 2019, and we've still got about three more years to build. And basically, it's to make waterways in central Auckland a lot cleaner. Like I said before, we've been treating our harbours and our beaches really terribly. I mean, I know a situation in Te Aratu, whenever it rains heavily, then our harbour gets incredibly polluted, and you sort of get superpowers if you want to swim in there. That's the sort of thing we've got to stop. So we're undergrounding with a massive interceptor pipe between 15 and 110 metres below the surface. It's a 14-kilometre tunnel from Greyland to the Mangere Wastewater Treatment Plant, and basically to handle a lot of the growth that's going to hit our city in the next 10 years plus. To improve the health of our harbours, reduce risk of public health and the environment, and, you know, most importantly, guarantee people's water into the future. I think that's the number one thing we've got to do.
I like the way that it's described, high enough to fit a giraffe and wide enough to fit four rhinos side by side.
That's right. I couldn't remember which animal it was, so I didn't want to hazard a guess.
I gotcha. But where is the construction at the moment? Where is this at, and how long will it take? You say 4 years. Is that likely?
Yeah. So we're about almost halfway through. We're looking at a completed end date of 2025. Now, some things that hold up construction sometimes is we've actually found some rare and unidentified prehistoric species under the ground, which is pretty exciting. Definitely exciting for the archaeologists and the historians out there. But it does hold things up a little bit, as we have to sort of carefully manage those things. But 2025 is where we're looking to finish it off. It'll be a really big accomplishment for the city.
So once it's done, what will change specifically?
Yeah, and that's where the sort of water infrastructure isn't always the most sexy thing to talk about, especially to residents, because what will change is that actually you're not going to notice a huge amount of change in your water. It's just going to be a guaranteed, or a more guaranteed, safe drinking water standard throughout the future, and we can do things like build apartments and townhouses and stuff where we desperately need them in a housing crisis, and we can tell those people that you're going to have clean water. The other benefit that you're going to see is that we're going to gradually certify more and more beaches to swim in. So we've had Weymouth Beach, we've had Langholm Beach, I know, in the last year and a bit, where they previously weren't safe swim standards. So if you went and swam in there, then you'd get particularly very sick. But now we're saying, look, that's fine, and it's all part of the water quality and water treatment work that we've been doing.
That was Waitakere Councillor Shane Henderson. That was for our Auckland Council segment.
Have you tried mindfulness? Try mindfulness.
City Counselling on 95 BFM.